So Hare Krishna, welcome to our second day of our Venu Gita seminar, and I do hope that you are all still in one piece and not melted over the floor of Frushka Goranga. Some of you look like ice creams which have melted over the floor. Hare Krishna.
No problem.
Where are my glasses? Chandrasekhar, Chandrasekhar, would you be so kind to just, pull the curtain so that we have more fresh air?
Okay.
But you have found a good sitting place, and maybe you can...
Just put it on top, right?
Yes, bravo, bravo. Bravo. So, because we will meditate again today, I need to just say a few things. You have to make a decision if you want to participate in this seminar. You are welcome. If you wish to talk to your friends, you're also welcome, but please do this maybe under a shady place where you will be enjoying more your talk.
So,
Further, if you have children who are under the age of 7, they are also welcome, but if you feel that or see that they are feeling bored, please, you must do responsible parenting, that is to take care of your children properly somewhere else.
И також, ако имате децо кои се млади од 7 година, чак и оно се також е добродошло, али ако видите да веќе постану немирна или да им ово не е баш најболе, онда би смо замолили да будете одговорни родители да се побринете за своји деца, но може да на некој друго место.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prachanine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyare Shatanine Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Garadhara Shiva Sadi Gaubhakta Vinda Hare Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Ganda Namostude Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanesvari Vrishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So I wanted to start today by really telling you a little bit more or guiding you a little bit more into what this dimension of Krishna consciousness which we are talking about is. It is really the sacred space in which we want to bring you.
Gde se nalazi upravo ono što čini sasvim Krišna. Radi se o svetom prostoru.
I think most of the people and also to some degree we, the devotees who feel inspired by Krishna consciousness, are often outside of our sacred space.
Mislim da većina ljudi, pa čak i mi,
with this I mean we are simply not in our spirit, on our spiritual level, but we are somewhere else where we are easily disturbed and made happy by external things. Do you know that in your heart there is a lake? And do you know that on the shore of the lake there is a banyan tree? And do you know that under the branches of the banyan tree is a temple? And do you know that inside the temple you find a golden personality who is God? If you have not visited this lake of love in your heart, and if you have not met the Lord in the temple of your heart, you will be dependent on external things. Things which are not under your control. Therefore, in good weather you are happy and in bad weather you are distressed. So in this seminar I would like to help you a little bit to find your own sacred space, your own lake of love. It's also good in the summer, you know, when it's so cold, so hot, to have a refreshing breeze from a lake. not bad. To enter this wonderful sacred space is only possible through a spiritual road. And I will teach you one of these roads, which is thinking of Krishna. Thoughts have such an impact on our body and life. I can guarantee you, if I would make a meditation with you about a lemon, with the sour lemon taste, your taste buds would produce saliva. If you think of a loved one intensely, in your heart there will be a feeling of love. If you think of health, you will be healthy, and if you think of disease, you will be ill. There was once a famous doctor. And he told me a story. Once there was a sultan. He was very sick, very ill. He lived in a kingdom. And for 20 years he could not leave his bed. He had asked many doctors for help, but when the doctors could not help him, he killed them all. And there was a long, long row of white skulls before the wall of the town. Finally, there was no doctor left in the whole kingdom, and the sultan was just before his death. He asked his minister, "Is there anyone left who can help me?" The minister shook his head and said, "You killed all the doctors." However, there's one doctor who is 100% successful in treating all diseases. The sultan said, "Why have you not told me about this doctor before?" "Oh, your majesty, this doctor is a crazy. You know, he speaks so bad and he does such eccentric things that you wouldn't be able to tolerate him." The sultan said, "Bring him! I'm dying!" When the doctor arrived, he was silent and didn't open his mouth. "Can you help me?" The doctor was silent. "Rezi!" The minister said, "I told him not to speak because when he opens his mouth, it's intolerable for you." The sultan said, "He can tell me anything. I'm dying, don't you understand? I need help." So then the doctor spoke. I will treat you under three conditions, he said. First condition, send everyone out of the palace. I don't want to see that people see you in a moment of human weakness. Second condition, you can keep your guards. But you have to tell them for 1 hour, whatever order you give them, they shouldn't follow it. And if they follow it, it means the death of them. And the third condition, give me your fastest horse and a bag of gold and bind that horse on the gate into the town. The Sultan said, these are strange conditions, but I agree. Okay, said the doctor, send everyone out now. And everyone was out. He said, okay, now I will do what I always wanted to do. I wanted to spit into your ugly face. And the second thing, I also will do what I always wanted to do. I wanted to urinate in your mouth. The Sultan said, kill him, to his guards. But his guards turned the face to the other side. They knew if they would follow the order of the Sultan, they would be killed. And the third thing is so bad, I am shy, I cannot tell it to you because this was already too much for you. Sultan, remember, there was a sword just next to his bed. This great pain. He got out of his bed. Wait, he said. And he went out of his bed. He had never walked for 20 years. He was so ill. Somehow he managed to get that sword to kill that doctor. But when he looked in outside of his room was empty. There was no doctor. He somehow managed to get down the staircase. It took him half an hour, but finally he managed to climb his white horse. He raised his sword. The warrior became alive in him. And he started to gallop. But the doctor had escaped on his white horse with a gold bag. 1 hour later, the guards and the whole army found the Sultan laughing and lying in the desert sand. And he said, this rascal surely has earned his money. I'm healthy. I can ride a horse. I'm activated. See, the doctor knew the Sultan had become sick because of his mind. And when he shocked him so much that he could no longer think that he was sick, but he started to somehow walk and ride a horse, he became healthy. Krishna says in the Gita, our mind is either our worst enemy or our best of friends. And the extraordinary power of chanting the holy name and talking about Krishna is that it makes our mind, which has unfortunately become our own worst enemy, it makes that mind into our best of friends. By learning to hear about Krishna and letting that sound vibration work on our heart, our mind takes us back to Godhead. Have you heard about Dundukari? He had killed his mother. He lived with 5 prostitutes in the house of his parents. And he was very bad. A criminal and very cruel even to his prostitute friends. Finally, these priyatelitsas decided, we have to kill this demon. And they bound him on, tied him to the bed when he was sleeping. And they tried to stab him with knives. But Dundukari was like Rasputin. He could not be killed so easily. He screamed in agony. And the prostitutes thought, my God, the king's men will come. And so they took burning wood and put it into his mouth. This is how this criminal nuts died. He became a ghost afterwards. No new human body. And he suffered very much until his brother came, who was a saint. Gokana was his name. Gokana came back from a long pilgrimage and stayed in the house of Dundukari. And there Dundukari, the ghost, attacked him in his ghost body. Oops! In his ghost body. With a satanic laughter. Gokana said, wait. Listen to this. Hare Krishna. Yeah, so he chanted, that's what you should do when you are attacked by a ghost, it always works. But Then Dundukari asked his brother, save me. And Gokana said, yes, but I don't know how. And but he received guidance from a person from the higher planetary systems who told him, read the Bhagavatam to the brother. And Gokana read the Bhagavatam for 7 days to Dundukari, who was in the body of a ghost. When he had finished reading about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vimana came and with the Vishnu Dutas, and out of Dundukari's ghost body, a liberated soul in a black body and a nice crown and white dhoti emerged. The whole village told it, saw it. And Dundukari, the rascal, was liberated and was about to go back home, back to Godhead. But first, the whole village screamed, protest, protest, checky, checky. We have also listened. Why don't we go back to Godhead also? This is unfair. We were sitting in the Bhagavatam lecture. We are staying here. We have to go tomorrow to the field and work like donkeys. And this Dundukari goes back to Godhead. This is not fair. The Vishnu Dutas said, yes, there's a difference in your hearing. You have thought of so many things while you heard the Srimad Bhagavatam. You were not as attentive as Dundukari. Dundukari listened as if his life was dependent on this. And because he listened with full attention, he will go back to Godhead. So the village in which this happened decided to make a give it a second try, and after, I believe, a quarter of a year, a second Bhagavatam reading was done, and they had learned the lesson and went back home, back to Godhead. I want to make a point here. If you want to take full advantage of Krishna consciousness and come into the sacred space in the temple of your heart, you have to be a little bit more spiritual. A little, not it's a spiritual, an interpretative. You have to be a little bit more attentive, Radha Kripa. You have to be there. So many people communicate, but who connects nowadays? So many times people chant the Hare Krishna mantra, but who really connects with Krishna and does not just you have heard so often the Srimad Bhagavatam, but have you been attentive? Have you connected to the subject matter? Have you really listened as if your life, your spiritual life, is dependent on this? If not, this is a good place to be, because you will learn it. Today I would like to start reading a verse from the Bhagavatam for you. And this time your task will be to absolutely sharpen your listening. You have to follow the text almost like a little calf follows her mother cow to drink milk from its udder. It is our first exercise, and then when the vegetable wallas, the vegetable cutters are finished and there will be no more sound, then we will actually meditate today about Krishna. So Taran Chaitanya, Puno Snaga. See, yesterday we talked about how Krishna left the went into the forest of Vrindavan. Today I want to start the Venu Gita and tell you how the gopis saw Krishna disappearing in the forest of Vrindavan. It's one of my favorite scenes in my own remembrance of Krishna. You know, there was a night in Vrindavan, and the little cowherd boys would get up in the night and went to Nanda Bhavan, the house of Nanda Maharaj, where Krishna slept. They could not wait any longer to be with Krishna and knocked at the door. When Mother Yashoda opened the door, she said, "What do you want?" And they just said, "Little boys, Krishna, when is Krishna coming? We want to go cowherding." And Mother Yashoda would lovingly grab the sakas by the shoulders and point them around and said, "This is the night, you still need to sleep. My kanai comes out in the morning." So the cowherd boys came three times each night thinking that now is the time where Krishna will come out and go with us. They were so mad for Krishna's darshan. Then finally, when the morning came, they all were fast asleep in their beds.
I onda kada se najzad razdanilo, kada došlo jutro, oni su čvrsto spavali u svojim krevetima.
At that time, Krishna thought, oh my dear friends, they have not slept the whole night.
I onda je Krishna mislio, oh my dragi prijatelji, nisu spavali čitale noći.
They came for me.
Oni su došli po mene.
Now I will come for them. So he came out of the palace and went to all the sakas, means cowherd boyfriends, houses, and blew in his horn, buffalo horn, which is called, Nanda Ghosh, huh? I think Nanda Ghosh. Now wake up, come. We want to go for cowherding. So all these little boys would come out of the houses and they would go to the cow sheds, and then a huge ocean of cows were herded by Krishna, Balaram, and the Sakas, and they all, this ocean was flowing out of the village of Vrindavan.
It's
a beautiful scene. Krishna surrounded by his loving cows. Krishna talking to the cows, and the cows mooing back. Only Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda are not happy, and the gopis, because Krishna is leaving them now. And Yashoda walks next to him and does last adjustments on his turban. And then she starts to cry, why did you have to take birth in the family of cow herders and now you have to work so hard in the forest? And Krishna is getting a little bit disturbed. Mother, let me go now. You stay in the village. And then Yashoda says, Balaram, my little boy doesn't know his limits. You should always walk a little bit before him and protect him. And this is now the scene which is described. Nanda Maharaj and, Krishna Balaram, surrounded with a cow herd, leave the village, and the gopis see them leaving. And they start to speak to each other. Shri Gopya Uchu Akshanvatam Falam Vidang Naparang Vidama Sagya Pashunna Niveshayato Vayasyai Vaktram Vrajesha Sutayo Anavenu Yoshtam Jervani Pita Manurakta Kataksha Moksham. The cowherd girl said, oh friends, those eyes that see the beautiful faces of the sons of Nanda Maharaj are certainly fortunate. Look, Krishna and Balaram enter the forest now, surrounding by their friends, driving the cows before them. Look. Krishna Balaram hold the flutes to their mouths. And then, because Balaram walks in front, Krishna is a little in the back, and he always turns around and looks lovingly at the residents of Vrindavan. For those who have eyes, we think there is no greater object of vision. So just see, imagine this scene. Krishna, with all the cowherd boys and cows, is at the back, and he looks to the residents of Vrindavan, who he leaves behind. And by looking at the cowherd boys, looking at the residents, he gives them life. See, this happens every morning when we look at the deities. It's actually not so important that we see the deities with our eyes. It's more important that the deities see us with their eyes. Because when Krishna looks at someone, there's a certain medicine coming out of the corner of his eyes, which is called Sudhakara, which gives life to the spiritually dead and for those who suffer because of separation from Krishna. My dear devotees, I can only recommend you to put yourself in a position where Krishna can look at you. When Krishna puts your glance or his glance on you, you will actually get spiritual life back. Therefore, you should stand more before the deities. Don't be so reserved and stand 5 meters away from the altar. Come close so that Krishna can see you. We hear when Krishna's cowherd boyfriends had drunken the poisoned water of the river Jamuna, they all died. At that time, Krishna came and looked at his friends who were lying down, dead near the waters of the Yamuna. And just by looking at Krishna's, at the friends became alive again. There's so much power in Krishna's eyes. If he just looks at us, that is enough for us. Srila Prabhupada used to always remember his own spiritual master who said, don't try to see Krishna, try to act in such a way that Krishna will see you. Don't think Krishna cannot find you. When you do nice service for Krishna, Krishna's eyes will search for you. He will find you wherever you are. And he will look at you with pleasure in his eyes. And that pleased glance of Krishna will take care of all your miseries. The gopis say to each other, "Oh, everyone is so fortunate. Krishna looks lovingly at the cows. Krishna looks lovingly at his cowherd boyfriends. Krishna turns around and looks lovingly at his parents and the old people who stay back in Vrindavan. But Krishna doesn't look at us because he wants to keep our relationship a secret. But doesn't he notice how we suffer? Everyone is fortunate except for us." The gopi's heart is full of loving eagerness. And in this way, with these loving eyes, they see Krishna and they see all the details, which are very, very beautiful. You have to see Krishna through the eyes of love, otherwise you cannot see him. Only loving eyes can actually see Krishna how he is. Do you know the story of Manyu and Layla? Manyu lived in a village. He was from a Hindu background. And Layla was from Sarajevo. No, she was from a Muslim background and lived in the same village as Manyu. So Manyu decided to marry Layla. All the Hindu people said, "No, Manju, don't marry a Muslim girl. This intercommunal marriage it will make trouble." The village chief even said, "Manju, I can talk to very qualified families and I can recommend you, and you will marry a nice Hindu Brahmin girl, not a Muslim." Manyu cried.
Manyu plakao.
"No one is as beautiful as Layla.
Niko nije toliko lep kao Layla.
And her character is best." "No," said the oldest, "her nose is a little bit to the left side." "And she sometimes steals and speaks lies. Marry someone else. You are unnecessarily in love." Then Manju said something intelligent, and this one sentence has made its entry into the world literature. He said, "To see the beauty of Layla, my dear village chief, my dear village chief, to see the beauty of Layla, you need to see through the eyes of Manju. Damayanti, what were the eyes of Manju? The eyes of love. Then you see something. If you want to see something in Krishna, you must look through the eyes of love. Otherwise, you just can't see Krishna. The Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, my only goal in life is the Vraja Gopis, who were attracted by the nectar shower of Krishna's flute. I pray to them that they make us able to relish the nectar of Krishna's flute also. Great acharyas have paid their obeisances to these village girls because they saw Krishna with the eyes of love. They could see everything of Krishna. The great renunciant Sanatan Goswami says about the gopis, I also offer my humble obeisances at the lotus feet of those gopis. Only by their mercy can we understand the words that have come out of their mouths. So, we will now see what the gopis see. I have the feeling you have to be more qualified because always our microphones break as if it is a secret you are not meant to hear. Sit tall. No laughing, please. And slowly calm down. Become aware of the air around you. You're different from the air. Breathe in very deeply and exhale very deeply. Slowly bring your attention to the ingoing air. When you breathe in, tell yourself, in. When you breathe out, tell yourself, out. The air is different from your body, but it comes into your body and gives you life. Krishna says, Pranosmi, I am that life of the prana. Yes, you breathe very nicely now. Now please become aware of your body. Study the feeling of the cloth on your skin. Feeling of the cloth on your skin. You're different from the cloth. Now bring your attention to the heart area. Somewhere there is where you are, the soul. You're surrounded by this body and mind, but you're different from the body and the mind. You simply are. The body will die one day. But you inside the body are eternal. When you breathe in, imagine you're breathing golden air. And when you breathe out, this air will leave you without the golden color. The outgoing air has a neutral color. But the ingoing air has a golden color. Breathe this golden colored air into your heart space. And think that you are eternally the part of Krishna. Now we will chant one name of Krishna, Ram. Ram here means Lord Krishna, the Supreme Enjoyer. Into this silence, we will now listen meditatively to what the gopis saw when Krishna entered the forest of Vrindavan. We will hear a description of Krishna. Krishna Balaram looked like the best of dancers. They appear on the stage of Vrindavan's forest. On their heads, they have young sprouts of mango leaves. Very soft leaves with which they have decorated their heads. There are peacock feathers decorating their heads. And bunches of various flowers. Their ears are decorated with the inner part of the lotus flower, which has flower pollen on it. In their forest outfit, the Lord has lilies which decorated him. In his hand, Krishna keeps rotating a lotus flower. And both Krishna and Balaram wear garlands around their necks. Krishna has a four-piece outfit. There's a beautiful smile all over his face. And a beautiful pink scarf placed over his shoulders. Krishna has a long shirt that glistens like gold. He wears his famous red turban on his head. And he has a multicolored cloth around his waist. Just like Krishna and Balaram, the cowherd boyfriends are also dressed ready to dance along with them. They have many different instruments like flutes to be used in Krishna Balaram's musical service. Even the devatas, the demigods, come down from the higher planets and are ready to serve the divine dancers. And look at Krishna and Balaram, how they dance. So many dance steps. Sometimes the gopas would become tired and Krishna would say, "You watch me dancing now." I see you are tired, just watch and enjoy. So, as Krishna and Balaram dance, all the cowherd boyfriends see them dancing and facing only them. The dance is so wonderful. And the dress of flowers and forest garlands, so absolutely fantastic. After some time, Krishna seems to become tired. Immediately, his cowherd boyfriends tell him, lay down on and rest your head on my lap, Gopal. And Gopal expands in as many forms as there are cowherd boys to just be with his particular friend, each one on his own. Krishna is never busy. He can always expand himself and be with each single one of his devotees. My dear devotees, my dear friends, if you once see Lord Krishna, you become fortunate. If you gaze at Krishna with the eyes of your heart, you become free from the disease of material desire. Lord Krishna is expert at enjoying pastimes in Vrindavan. He plays the flute and wears a forest flower garland. His wonderful form is bending in three places. He has the color of a new rain cloud. On his head is a graceful peacock feather. And such beautiful tilak. And the curly locks. And the yellow garments. And the sweet smile which stays on his lips. Krishna's beauty makes the world wild with joy. As I gaze at Krishna under that Kadamba tree, Krishna's form mesmerizes me. My heart wants to stay with him. My feet do not want to move from that place. One gopi says, I have forgotten everything else. Another gopi says, oh my friend, when I look at the sweet nectar of Krishna's form, tears of love flow from my eyes and I fall down unconscious. How glorious is the crown on Krishna's head! How glorious is the flute in his hand! How glorious his threefold bending form! And the tinkling sounds from his anklets are a flood of nectar. One other gopi says, I want to become a bumblebee. For then I can easily fly to Krishna's lotus feet and sing his glories. I will never worship anyone else than Krishna. Now I request you to rub your hands. Bring them to your eyes and then away from your face and look into them as if you see your hands for the same first time. Take your time to come back to room awareness. So, for the rest of the seminar, I want to tell you about an idea which a gopi had. The gopis wanted to go with Krishna to the forest, but they were forced to stay behind. Because their relationship to Krishna is very intimate and private. It is not meant to be known. So one gopi had a good idea. She said, "Let us run into the forest and we will hide behind the leaves and the creepers. And from a hidden place, we will see the nectar of Krishna's dancing." From a hidden place, we hear the nectar of his singing. Then afterwards, we will quickly return home. So, I request you to find a neighbor and I have to say before you find a neighbor, and you will have to talk to your neighbor as if you were hidden in the forest of Vrindavan and seeing Krishna. Please don't speculate, but just repeat what you have heard or maybe what you have seen in your meditation. So, Hare Krishna, of course you can continue talking about Krishna after the seminar and outside of the seminar. For now, I just would like to remind you of the story of the Sultan. Remember, he was not able to move. But he was aroused. In much the same way, we are not really able to move very nicely in our spiritual life. Jeev Jago, we must be awakened. And two things can awaken us, that is, first of all, the chanting of the holy name. And then hearing about Krishna and talking also about Krishna. So in the seminar we are training this. We are training. We are spiritually dead. We suffer from the disease called avidya, this inner darkness. But if we just learn to talk, you will see miracles will happen. I do realize that at this moment it is for some of us a little unusual, and therefore some of us and we are challenged in our comfort zone. We are asked to do something which we never do.
neobičan i novo za nas i onda smo izazvani da izađemo iz naše zone komfora da uradimo nešto što se nas očekuje.
I realize this. I know that for some of us we feel, oh, this is something for Matajis. Yes. I know. Yes, nam Sepski Mushkatskis. No, this is to wake you up. Krishna Katha makes you spiritually alive, but you have to attend this a little bit, not just one time, two times, no, regularly. So tomorrow in the seminar we will learn about the main obstacle or roadblock on our way to Krishna. We will confront the shadow for a moment. But then we will hear about Krishna's flute. And we will hear about the tapasya which this flute did in order to become a flute. So I wish you a wonderful evening, and now also it becomes a little bit cooler. We can survive. Have a wonderful time for the rest of today's second full day of the retreat, and I hope to see you tomorrow at the same time. If you wish, I will request Anadi Krishna Prabhu to stand just in the back. There is a picture which shows you what the gopis saw. It is Krishna who stands, who just looks so absolutely beautiful. And then Balaram a little bit in front, because he has to protect Krishna. And in the back, the beautiful gopis, led by Srimati Radharani, who see Krishna playing his flute. Anadi Krishna, I think he is best suited because his name means Krishna who has no beginning. He will show this picture to us in the back portion. Yes, and give the picture back to me. Huh?
Sada ću dati ovu sliku Anadi Krišni, koji je upravo najpogodnija osoba da vam je pokaže, zato što njegovo ime znači Krišna i nema početak. I na ovoj slici nalazi se Krišna, upravo kako je ovdje opisan Krišna, i malo iza. Ispred njega se nalazi Balaram koji mora da ga štiti, a u pozadini se nalaze gopi koji su predviđene Šrimati Radharani koji ne smatraju Krišna.
Yes, we can see. Thank you very much. Shri Shri Radha Shyam Shunda ki jai. Shri Krishna Balaram ki jai. Giriraj Maharaj ki jai. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Krishna.